The job of a school nurse is much more complicated than it used to be. They still have to take care of scraped knees, upset stomachs, and the occasional lice outbreak, but they're also responsible for dispensing medicine, dealing with mental health needs, and assisting students who aren't getting help at home with their medical issues. To address the increased complexity of providing care, the Springfield School District has signed an agreement with the nearby Springfield Medical Care Systems. Now, doctors, dentists, and mental health workers will help out in the schools. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
Jenny Anderson has been a school nurse in the Springfield school system for almost 30 years. And after spending that much time working in schools, there isn't a lot she hasn't seen. She says one of the frustrations of the job is treating kids with chronic health issues and not being able to really get them the care she knows they need. That, she says, is one of the big reasons she was so excited about this new program.
Our real goal is more preventive, keeping them healthy so that they don't have as many emergency room visits and having them have contact with a physician on a regular basis.
The partnership between Springfield Medical Care Systems and the school district means it will be easier for Anderson to help deliver that care to the students who need it. Josh Dufresne is with Springfield Medical Care, and he says in most families, both parents are working, extracurricular activities gobble up the afternoons, and unfortunately, health care sometimes falls by the wayside.
Somewhere along the line, everything changed, and I don't know if it was the family infrastructure collapsing a bit or if it was more of the economy collapsing a bit, but the schools somehow became responsible for a lot more than just teaching kids, right? And so this is what we're taxed with right now.
So Dufresne says if doctors can treat kids during the school day, it works for everyone. The school district is sending out notices and getting release forms signed so that when students are coming in, the doctors can treat the patients. He says the doctors will have access to student health records and parents will be consulted when they need to be. But Dufresne says there are some landmines to navigate when you're dealing with minors who are walking into a doctor's office without a parent.
This is something that we want to have the access. We don't want to discriminate on any type of conversation. If a child wants to come in and talk to us about anything, we want to be there for them. So there are some, I would consider, hot button topics. And I do know they will definitely come up and they will be handled privately with the patient.
Under the agreement, a doctor, dentist, or mental health specialist will circulate through the four schools in the district once every 2 weeks or so. The school is providing the space at no charge. The patient's family pays for the service just like he or she would at the doctor's office. Zach McLaughlin is superintendent of the Springfield School District. He says most programs come with a price tag, and this plan will improve the students' health and education at very little cost.
We know there's a lot we want to do for kids to be put them in a position where they can learn on a daily basis that we're challenged to fund. And so I'm in a position now where I've got four social workers that I effectively do not pay for. I've got on-site medical care. I've got on-site dental care. And so we're able to do it in a way that provides the care, doesn't put the bill on the school district, and then puts kids in a position, a bunch of our kids who don't necessarily get all these different facets of care normally, they receive that care and then are in a position to learn better.
The program in Springfield will be rolling out over the next few weeks. A spokesman for the Department of Health says that while the state isn't tracking how many schools are opening up clinics, the practice does seem to be increasing across the state. He says the state is working to make sure that the student's primary doctor knows about any treatment that occurs at school. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Springfield.